Now in chapter 15 here, we have Uzziah, king of Judah. And he's a good king. But he did something he should not have done. He intruded into the priest's function, and he's smitten with leprosy. And we are told that actually he's a good king. In fact, a very good king. It broke the heart of Isaiah the prophet when he died, because Isaiah was afraid, and his fears were well grounded, that the nation would have a king that would lead them back into idolatry, and they did. And we find here that Zechariah, the last of the line of Jehu, he's slain by Shalem after he'd reigned only 6 months. And Shalem didn't do very well either. He only reigned 1 month, and then Menahem overthrows and slays Shalem. This is a dark period for the nation. And he reigns 10 years, and he does evil as Jeroboam had done. Now, it was at this time that Pul, king of Assyria, comes against Israel. And Menahem pays 1,000 talents of silver to preserve his kingdom. And we find at his death that Pekahiah, his son, succeeded to the throne. He only reigns 2 years when Pekah's captain conspires and slays him. Now, during the reign of Pekah, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, comes against Israel and takes captive the tribe of Naphtali. Pekah slain by Hoshea, and Jotham reigns in Judah and is recognized as a good king, by the way. We pass over, actually, in this section, the reign of Uzziah. We'll pick that up when we get to Chronicles and also the book of Isaiah.